civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. Civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. How interesting. Most of the people who are taking leadership are just being themselves and following their own inner rules and not listening to the divine. They're listening to their own inner wants, their own inner needs, their own inner claim. And usually they want control, and in the wanting of control, they want to manipulate and take charge of everyone else in their world. They want to tell other people how to live their lives. They want to tell other people what must be done, and usually with the dollar flowing into their pocket from whatever they're working on. Leadership is something that happens because you are being yourself and having fun. You are being a joyous, wonderful, beautiful person. You are being a sincere, marvelous person. Civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to have command over others. And as they have this command over others, they feel a certain power. They feel an authority. They feel a greatness, a superiority. And that superiority will lead them into a great deal of trouble. And it'll lead their world into a great deal of trouble, their community into a great deal of trouble. They'll have all sorts of problems that'll be facing them every moment of their life. Civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. When children are in school and teachers teach them to follow whatever it is their inner heart tells them, the teachers are not saying be careless. The teachers are not saying be irreverent of what is going on around you. They're saying be aware of how everything functions. Be aware of how everything is in divine order and how everything is beautiful and good. When you have a dictator, when you have people who like to manipulate other people, you find much trouble. Here in the United States, our governing legislators, from time to time, go off on sidetracks, and they are looking to embellish their own powerful stature, their own powerful awareness. And as they do this, what happens but their own work, their own world, the purpose for which they're governing falls into the ditch and drags everything with them. When a person is noble, a person is beautiful, when a person has learned to follow the rules, he has learned to obey. He has learned to do that which is for his highest and best. When a person has learned that, then he is ready to be a good guide to other people. He is ready to rule. He is ready to be in charge. But not until then. And the reason not until then is that as this person is telling other people how to live their lives, they do not follow it for themselves. When a governor or legislators or people who are in positions of controlling power of a community, when civilizations are moving along in a marvelous way, some people like to take their hands and put them in the pot and take out things that are not theirs. And they have never learned to obey. And the rule is, when you are in government, you're for the people. You're carrying out the will of the people. You're carrying out the choice that benefits the glory of the people. And presidents who have done that, men who have done that, running various nations of the world, have had their nation, their world, everything they do become a glorious experience. And everything they do becomes a very marvelous expression of an ideal at work. An ideal revealing itself in its most beautiful, fantastic way. There are not many who do that because they fall short. They listen to themselves and they want control and manipulation. They listen to their families and they listen to their people in their world who say, you must do this and you must do that. And then we'll help you if you'll give us. And all that sort of stuff gets everyone into trouble. They don't learn to obey. For when you have chosen to be the father of the family, you've chosen to be the role model. You've chosen to be the ideal being for that family, the ideal expression for that family. And you do everything you can to benefit the family, that the family might grow, not yourself. You are the powerhouse, it's true. But you do not do things for yourself. You do it for your family. And when people get into government, good governing people do it for the people. The Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln was so beautifully stating this, by the people, for the people. And this is what the government of the worlds should all be, by the people, for the people. It should be something that is guiding their nation into its highest and best. And we can always remember that civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command others. Those who have learned to obey, those who have learned to follow the rules, those who have learned to set first what is for the highest and best for themselves and their world, these are the rulers, these are the guiders, these are the legislators, these are the managers, these are the fathers and mothers. These are the families of the world who look for all things to be in their highest and best, to look for all things to be the greatest that they could ever be. Now, can you do this? Can you live in that awareness? Can you live in that consciousness that all is in its highest and best? Have you learned to obey? Have you learned to follow the rules? Have you learned instinctively to do all things that are good and beautiful? And as you do all these things that are instinctively good and beautiful, what happens? What happens is that your life is a rewarding, marvelous expression of all that is good. Your life, you feel good inside of yourself. You feel wonderful inside of yourself. When you have learned to follow the rules, to obey, when you have learned to obey that which is standing before you, living in your own self, being yourself and having fun, and living in your community, and living in your world, and living in your universe, and living in your divine action, all is good and beautiful. But the choice, as always, comes down to you. The choice, as always, comes down to who you are and what it is that you want out of your world, what it is that you want out of your life. Here in the United States, we're experiencing the presidency of Obama, and we have nothing but high admiration for the man. Now, there are people who would tear him down, people who would give him a hard time in doing his work. But they're only giving him a hard time to do his work because he hasn't fully learned how to obey the rules. He hasn't fully learned how to obey them. When you fully learn how to obey the rules, everyone follows you instinctively, intuitively, and religiously. But when you find difficulty following the rules, then the world finds difficulty following you. We have very few presidents in the universe like Obama. But these presidents that we have, these presidents that we look back on in the United States and call great and wonderful, they are men and women, and they are people who have learned to follow the rules and who have learned to put first the highest and best for themselves and the highest and best for them. They have the integrity to follow what they say they're going to do. They have the knowledge and the intuitism, doing whatever is for their highest and best. And so do you, and so do I. So today, let us realize that civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. And we can rephrase that and say, civilization is riding at its peak as those who lead and guide it follow the rules and are proper commanders of all that is good for that nation, that people, that family, for you and for me. Know that today for yourself and enjoy your life to the fullest, because it is a glorious, beautiful life, and it is just getting better and better and better. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.